Maroney, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us on this Friday morning. Alec Baldwin, this story's making some waves, and I think my understanding is Baldwin and the movie producers had settled a civil lawsuit filed by the victim's family, but now criminal charges, involuntary manslaughter against the very well-known Hollywood star and actor. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio, take it away.
Yeah, Jack, two counts of involuntary manslaughter. One charge has an increased penalty because a firearm was used. So the jury will decide if it wants to convict on either charge. One has a maximum sentence of 18 months. One has a mandatory sentence of 5 years. Both Baldwin and the armorer on the set of Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, have both been charged with those two counts. A third person, the assistant director, David Halls, has signed a plea deal. He's pleading guilty to negligent use of a deadly weapon. He'll get a suspended sentence and probation and likely testify if these counts go to trial.
And I'm not a lawyer, prosecutor, defense attorney. The interesting charge is involuntary manslaughter because it's like involuntary vehicular homicide. You may not have had the intention when you're operating the motor vehicle to harm someone, but you may have been the operator, and that was a result. I think there's sort of a same thought process here. I don't think Alec Baldwin, obviously, I really mean this, I don't think he intended to harm anyone, but he did fire the shot, right?
Exactly. And I think it's interesting, too, the prosecutors take a different view when it comes to Alec Baldwin, the actor, versus Alec Baldwin, the producer of this movie, Rust. You know, the actor is trying to say, hey, I'm just a dumb actor. I don't know anything about guns. But the prosecutors will say, no, but you were a producer, and you have a responsibility for the health, safety, and well-being of the crew on set.
Yeah, people may not realize, to Rory's point, and not to say I know a little bit about the entertainment business, but I guess I do. Alec Baldwin, this was kind of what they call a lower-budget Western called Rust they were filming. And he was one of the business leaders of the movie. He was one of the producers. They're the ones, they're the money people, they're sort of the business managers of the whole thing. So you can act in your own movie. Clint Eastwood often does this. He'll act in the movie, but he's also the executive producer of the movie.
Right. And Baldwin, this has been a pet project for Baldwin. I think he's one of the writers of it as well.
Yeah.
So he had been in on this for a passion project for him for a long time. I think the budget was like $7 million, which I think you pay him $15 million to show up in just to act in your movie. So clearly he wasn't even getting paid for this one.
All right, Rory, we'll keep an eye on it. Rory, do we have any rough timetable if this is going to – the chances are, and again, I'm not the legal eagle here, but I can play one on my show. Are we looking at a plea agreement here, or do you think they fight it, and this could be months or up to a year, or is this fairly quick? Would they have any dates?
I think the armorer is in bigger trouble long-term because Baldwin's got the lawyers and might plead it down and not do jail time. She might be in bigger trouble.
All right. Rory Neal, NBC New Radio National Correspondent. Thank you, Rory. How much snow how much snow this morning in Florida from Iggy?
Oh, it's going to be 80 again today.
Nice. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks.